Two men from Vaughan and one from Richmond Hill are among 40 arrests made in a OPP province-wide investigation into online child exploitation. A 22-year-old Vaughan man, who was not identified by name by OPP, is charged with possession of child pornography, luring a person under 16, luring a person under 18, and making sexually explicit material available to a child. He has been released from custody and is to appear in court March 28 in Newmarket, police said in a news release. A 23-year-old Vaughan man, who was not identified by name by OPP, is charged with possession of child pornography and luring a person under 18. He has been released from custody and is to appear in court March 28 in Newmarket. Carlo Iadaluca, 77, of Richmond Hill is charged with possession of child pornography and accessing child pornography. He has been released from custody and is to appear court March 13 in Newmarket. Project Steel is a coordinated national operation to identify and apprehend those who prey on children. Police services participating in the provincial strategy to protect children from sexual abuse and exploitation on the Internet, Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy, played a key role in this operation, police said. Investigators worked proactively and reactively to identify individuals making, possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material. Victims were identified and safeguarded, and victim support was provided to those who were impacted. Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy results from Project Steel were 31 victims identified, 20 children safeguarded, 40 individuals arrested, 151 charges laid and 686 electronic devices seized. Notably, during the investigation, a repeat violent offender, who had previously served a significant prison sentence for sexual offenses, was arrested again, OPP said. Analysis of seized devices uncovered evidence of a sexual assault on a child in a public space and the online victimization of dozens of unidentified children. Law enforcement cannot combat this alone. The Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy recognizes the critical role that parents, educators, child advocacy organizations, government and technology providers have in keeping children safe. Members of the Internet Child Exploitation Strategy urge all partners to stay informed, remain vigilant and work together to prevent exploitation before it happens, police said. The public is encouraged to learn more about protecting children by visiting the Canadian Centre for Child Protection or cybertip.ca. If you have information regarding child exploitation, contact your local police or report online child abuse to cybertip.ca. If a child is in immediate danger, call 911. Project Steel is a testament to the unwavering commitment of law enforcement professionals to work together throughout Ontario and across Canada to protect children from exploitation, said DET. Staff Sergeant Tim Brown, Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy Lead. This operation demonstrates what can be achieved when law enforcement officers and digital specialists from across different areas of expertise and geographic locations join together in a relentless pursuit of those who prey on the most vulnerable. We will not stop. We will continue to innovate, investigate and work with our partners to ensure there is no refuge for those who exploit children. The Provincial ICE strategy is comprised of the Ontario Provincial Police Child Sexual Exploitation Unit, CSEU, 25 Municipal Police Services, including York Regional Police, the Ministry of the Attorney General, MAG, and the Ministry of the Solicitor General, SOLGEN. The Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy provides a unique, provincially coordinated effort that recognizes regional needs and issues, as well as the challenges associated with geographically dispersed victims throughout Ontario.